The Drennan Scott House and Historic Site is the location of the century-and-a-half-old home of Van Buren founder John Drennan. After a lengthy renovation by the University of Arkansas Fort Smith, it opened to the public in May of 2011. It's also the location of a newly formed Crawford County Chronicles speaker series that showcases the lesser-known stories of Crawford County and Van Buren. The second event is this Sunday, June 2nd at 2 o'clock. The speaker is Warren Blaylock. He's 92 and an on-and-off lifetime resident of the area. Blaylock is a businessman, teacher, veteran, livestock farmer, and has an interest in people.
Background of people and where they came from and what they do and this sort of thing. And of course, this Bonnie and Clyde stirred up my interest with all the things that they were doing.
His talk on Sunday will be on the infamous Bonnie and Clyde. In 1933, when Blaylock was 12 years old, the duo spent 2 weeks in Fort Smith while Bonnie recovered from burns she endured from a car crash in Texas. Though he was young at the time, he paid close attention to what his elders were talking about. The early 30s were a gray time for many, but the stories of Bonnie and Clyde brought some color to their lives. Blaylock was so intrigued by the couple that he spent years researching them. He didn't want to give too much away for the people that will be attending his talk on Sunday, but I'll go ahead and let him tell you how the duo met.
She was a barmaid, and he was in prison. So when he got out of prison, one of his buddies there said, "Go by and see my girlfriend." He said, "I'm in for 200 years," and said, "Why don't you just go by and see her?" When he did, they just hit it off exactly right. And in just a few days, she stopped her barmaid and went with Clyde on wherever he was doing at that particular time, whether it was robbing grocery stores or robbing banks or whatever it happened to be. Clyde, there was a word that he just didn't care for, W-O-R-K.
He's passionate about his stories, and at 92, Blaylock doesn't look a day over 75 and as sharp as a tack. In a large cowboy hat and boots, he manages around the historic house just fine on his own. He says he's participating in the Chronicles series to draw attention to this house and to the stories of the area.
To increase the visibility of this facility here. And with this Bonnie and Clyde, that's going to have more people up here that might not be up here at all to see this. And then if we have somebody else later on, they'll get more people knowing what's here in Van Buren. I didn't know it was up here, and I was just right down under the hill there until the last 10 years, and with some of the former owners that I knew, one of the sons. I like to tell things that just like it happened. You can hear so many things now.
Blaylock will be speaking on many other topics in the future. And his secret to a long, healthy life? Staying positive. We'll have a longer story with Blaylock on Bonnie and Clyde's time in Arkansas here on Ozarks at Large in the coming weeks. For more information on the Crawford County Chronicle speaker series at the Drennan Scott House, call 479-262-2750.
Story of Bonnie and Clyde is a story the old folks knew. The story of Bonnie and Clyde, if you listen, I'll tell it to you. Clyde Barrow wouldn't work, so he chopped off his toe in a Huntsville prison where he got his parole. Then he traveled to Dallas where he found him a friend. It was Miss Bonnie Parker, and that's where it all began.